And a very good afternoon to the doctor. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Dave. I'm well, thank you. And thank you so much for hosting me on your show.
No, absolute pleasure. You're so bright and breezy. I love that in a person. I really, really do. So it's good to talk to you. Now,
thank you.
You're affiliated to ICANN. So just briefly, can you tell us about that affiliation, please?
Sure. ICANN is a group of independent audiologists in private practice. And we have 186 members countrywide, all representing the needs of patient-centered care for patients who have either hearing or balance problems or sound processing disorders.
All right. So, okay, a person's a little bit nervous about their first appointment with an independent audiologist. What can I expect when I walk through your doors and you greet me and sit me down? What's going to happen?
Well, Dave, first of all, I would hope that you should be feeling welcomed. As an individual, not just a number. You shouldn't feel like you're walking into a store. You should feel like you're walking into a healthcare environment. When you're taken into an audiologist's rooms, you should have a complete case history. So the audiologist should ask you good questions and get to understand not only your problem, but you as a whole person, you know, how you function in every life and what your communication is like and how your environment is interacting with the way that your communication is, you know, experiencing deficits and where you need to achieve improvement.
Do you know that, that one-to-one stuff is lovely. Makes somebody feel at home the minute they walk through the door.
Yes. Absolutely. We want them to feel that way. And once that assessment has started and you've got a case history, you want to really feel like you've got a really accurate and reliable and comprehensive assessment. So our audiologists use calibrated equipment, and we don't just do that old tone test where you hear different beats at different pitches, but we do other tests to define the location and cause of a hearing problem and focus on your individual residual hearing, like how does that perform and how well can you hear with what you have? And that's really important because we want to know everything we can about how your hearing performs in a standardized environment before we can give you feedback in a way that you can understand about the evaluation so that you can know your own hearing, so to speak. And then obviously at that point in time, if a medical issue exists, we want to be able to refer you, and a report shall be given to the right kind of professional or to help you design a plan around how to address the problem that you're experiencing.
All right. Now, what makes an independent audiologist such as yourself, hearing care and ear device options, different from options in a retail setting?
That's a great question. Independent audiologists will have a broad set of skills that go beyond hearing sound and purchasing hearing aids. So even processing sound would be part of our skill set. And one's plan for a patient is towards better function. So it usually includes a hearing aid as a tool to increase access to sound. But the plan should also include other ways to improve communication and deliver these services to each patient. Then in terms of device options, there are literally hundreds of devices available from several reputable manufacturers in South Africa. They're usually internationally based, but they have arms in the country. And an independent audiologist is there to guide you so that you can select the very product that is designed for your needs. We are not beholden to any one manufacturer. We don't provide only one product. We can literally select a product from any one of the manufacturers available to make sure that you get what you're meant to get for your hearing loss.
So are all hearing aids the same? I'm hearing from you, not really. Is there a difference in hearing aids? How does that impact a person's life?
Absolutely. They are not all the same. So you have, in each product range of a manufacturer, you'll have different levels of technology. Some of them are designed around a less noisy or a more sort of quiet lifestyle, and some of them are around a very demanding lifestyle. You know, a person who is in mostly quiet environments one-on-one is very different to, say, a CEO of a company who's attending lectures and conferences. So you have to have a product that's designed around the sound environments that you need and around the hearing loss. And then, of course, we're there to help those patients select on the basis of cosmetics or aesthetics as well as cost. So having such a wide range is fairly essential in terms of addressing a person's need for their technology, their environment and lifestyle, their likes and dislikes, because obviously sound processing is a perception, not just a measurement on a piece of paper, but actually how you feel when you hear sound. And so all of those things, plus the finances and cosmetics, need to come into how you select the right device for somebody.
All right, now, is there follow-up care and kind of a support work after someone gets a hearing aid for the first time?
Dave, you are asking such good questions. So obviously, once a person either selects an instrument to have demonstrated for them, so that would be a type of trial, or they purchase a product, the audiologist is beholden to try and get that product to perform as well as possible and to implement any other communication services. So almost all of our audiologists, I would imagine, I can't speak for everyone, but I certainly speak for the network, will offer a fitting appointment and follow-ups afterwards to tune that product and to teach the patient to use it correctly and to also help strategize to make sure that the technology is being used in the way that it's meant to, because it will obviously optimize their communication opportunities in all environments.
All right, so somebody's battling with their hearing. How can someone encourage a family member or a friend, in fact, to go and see the audiologist?
I can understand how difficult that can be to actually broach somebody with, hey, you might have a hearing loss. And I think, you know, given the fact that hearing is connected to the brain and that what we hear is not just with the ear, but actually is processed and understood at the level of the brain, it's important to approach each person with the understanding that the impact of hearing loss goes well beyond the ear. It's a relationship issue. It can create tension. People have to ask for repetition, and sometimes that puts a lot of strain on their partners in communication. So I think it has to be done in a very sensitive way. But I also think it's really good to approach somebody that you love. And if there's trust and good friendship between the two of you, you can achieve that by just sitting down and gently saying, you know, I've noticed you seem to be asking me to repeat every now and then. Do you think it might be a good idea to check why? Because that's really the first step to anything, is a good evaluation with somebody you can trust.
Do you know what? I'm enjoying talking to you because you know your stuff.
Well, I've been in the field for more than 30 years, Dave, so yes. I'm going to try and make sure that I know something by now.
I was going to ask that. How long have you been doing this for? I mean, you're such a pro. Now, how often should I have my hearing tested, and when will I know I need to check it again? Is it a good thing to have your hearing checked on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So in the first 5 years of life, firstly, audiologists can test children from 24 hours after birth.
Wow.
So just so that you know, it's never too early to get one's hearing assessed. And that's just in those first 5 years to make sure that a child is receiving all the sounds that they should for the development of speech, language, and learning. We would recommend that a child is tested once a year or if they have any problems. After the age of five, we would recommend around about the age of 10, possibly for some counseling to make sure that teenagers are not overusing sound in their teen years, and then once a decade until you are about 40.
Okay.
And from then onwards, like eyes, our ears change with time. So from the age of 40, we would probably recommend dropping it to every fifth year, and then from the age of 50 to 60, probably every third year. And that's just so that early intervention can be, you know, offered. If somebody has a hearing loss, the earlier you intervene, the easier it is to fix the problem or to help the problem. And there's less change that occurs in the brain if you address a hearing problem early, because the sensory deficit that happens at the ear has an impact on how the brain interprets information. So the earlier you do it, the less you lose in the interpretation.
All right, doctor, can you perform the impossible and fix my wife's selective hearing?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, Dave. I've got a little comedy post somewhere in my practice. It's actually a hearing aids for men, and it says wife, TV, and off.
I love it. All right, so if somebody wants to get hold of you on a final note and come and see you,
yes.
I would, definitely. I'll be there to you if I lose my hearing. I'll come and see you without a doubt. What do they do? How do they go about that?
So Dave, because I'm representing the network, I'm going to talk about the network, given that we've got 186 members countrywide. I don't think it would be difficult for anyone to find us. So they go to www.independentaudiologists.co.za. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, your site and your magazines and stuff have got our details too.
I think they have too.
Yes, and they can actually use a geolocation tool on that website to find the closest audiologist who has the kind of skills that can deliver really great services.
Super,
to them.
Super. It's been really lovely talking to you. We must do it again in the not too distant future.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. Have a great day, won't you?